Dictation for Douglas Hinken, H-I-N-K-E-N, November 2862. Address as a letter to Dr. Page, PAGE 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, follow up Mr. Hinken. Hypertension probably related to primary hyperaldosteronism last visit December. He was admitted with jaundice. Biliary obstruction related to sclerosing cholangitis. MRCP, ERCP done. No details available as he is not participant of My Michigan. I cannot access to records from Corwell. Not clear to me if there was active infection. Jaundice has resolved. Complications of catheter-related vein thrombosis on the left side for what he's taking Eliquis. It started on Ursodiol, U-R-O-S-O-D-I-O-L. Has lost few pounds, 207, previously 212, appetite fair. Presently no vomiting, no blood melena, no changes in urination, no edema, no chest pain palpitation or dyspnea. Blood pressure at home, 110s, 120s, over 80s. Tolerating aldactone, presently 50 milligrams. ARB valsartan, 320. New medication, Eliquis ursodiol, remains on Asacol. Blood pressure, 118-86 on the right. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. No abdominal distension, no ascites, no edema. Next paragraph, present chemistries. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal kidney function, normal glucose. Normal albumin calcium. Bilirubin back to normal, persistent elevation alkaline phosphatase transaminases. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. No protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension associated to low potassium and activity for increased aldosterone. Treated in treated medically with aldactone ARB. There was an incidental adrenal nodule, but we did not do any diagnostic localizing testing as he was not interested on procedures or surgeries. He has sclerosing cholangitis, recent obstruction, question infection, clinically improved, procedures were done. Present potassium acid base is stable. Chemistry is stable, no activity in the urine, continue present regimen, end of dictation.